The Vienna Rebbe, or my Shlomo Zeh Chazadim Bekodesh Lebracha, would always say that every Shabbos of the year, this is the first Shabbos of the year, every Shabbos of the year is a Matona. The Gemara says the Shabbos, Shav Yud, that the Hebrew told Moshe, Matona Kevi Yishu, basically those are the Shabbos Shul, Lech Vidi, Shabbos of Matona. We say in the Davening, the Eibishter gave Shabbos Bahav. Shabbos is the ultimate expression of love of the Eibishter to Knesset Yisroel. Over Shabbos Shuvah, that's also a Matona like every other Shabbos. Over the Vienna Rebbe was Magdarit, it's a Matona on the Nasla Hazar. The sharp and deep words, very profound words. There was the Shabbos that had to teach us the Koyach of the Emes of Shuvah. And the Emes is Shabbos, the Zohar says, is Yoyma Dinishmosa. Shabbos is Noyim Hanisham. And the Svarim HaKadoshim say that just like a person can't exist if he's nifred from his neshama, is Alderach says Shabbos, teacher Shabbos, by the way, by Yidin, Chabelun, Shabbos, the Beit Yisrael famously brings the Shem HaTerev Tzvi, is Gimatria, Ava B'chol Leiv, Ava B'chol Nefesh, Ava B'chol Moid. It's a Ava of Beit Yisrael, for the Eivet says, yes, Yisrael, like Yisrael today, sure. So just like a Yid can't exist without a neshama, if the neshama is nifred, he's dead, a Yid cannot be nifrit from David. And that's one of the central lessons of Shabbos Shuvah. I'll tell you a story that happened, I didn't read in a book, it happened 3 days ago, Rosh Hashanah. I have a daughter in the Chama, and her husband, Maedim, Nach Mendel, he just got a new job. He comes from South America. There's a whole kvutza of Spanish-speaking South America, Latinos, Jewish people, who moved to New York. And they made out of a minion, Spanish-speaking minion in Manhattan. So my daughter had to stay in a hotel, they're not going to set up there. So she was staying in a hotel, and she was walking, before I begin, he was very early. The first day, Derek, I don't want to tell you the story, it's good Musar Haskell. The first day, a guy comes in, Schaefer, he was invited to say, Fadadni. So my agent tells him, we'll see you tomorrow for Fadkiya Schaefer. So tomorrow, I'm flying to a meeting else. 11 o'clock is his flight. Rosh Hashanah. You got to be quite vite from whatever. Usually people fly in Rosh Hashanah and don't put on a bit of tamsil. So my agent tells him, it just comes to mind while I'm talking here. My agent tells him, right? So come 8 o'clock and I'll blow you a 100 tiers. 8 o'clock, I have a meeting. I'll fit you in between the meeting and going to the airport. And suddenly I remember the story. This came to me while I'm talking here. This is not the story I want to tell you. There was a big, but in Alexander, the court of Alexander Rebbe was a huge citizen poet, like tens of thousands. The second big citizen was at the Gerapol. So once the Valtikeya, by the Alexander Rebbe, by the Kedis Yitzchak Hashem Kumdamov, every year he would beg the Rebbe to tell me the sod of Tkiyas. What's the Rad and Kabbalah? Like, wow, those Kabbalahs are Rizal, each one of the Tkiyas has a. Tell me the Kabbalah of Tkiyas. He said, you're not ready. It's not for you. It's not on your level. It was the Hoyben Yid. Finally, the last Rosh Hashanah before he passed away, he says, okay, I'll tell you Kavonah Zatiyas. This, by the way, was Yitzhak Kassov. I'll tell you the Soyd of Tiyas. He says, there's 3 years Soyds in the story. I'll tell you the way I was Makabalit, this form. A Yid goes to buy breakfast to the bakery on one day, and all the shops on the main street are closed. In fact, they tell him today is the Day of Atonement of the Jews. And I remember he's Jewish. His grandmother, his Baba, his Zaydi, used to go to Shul. So he goes home, he tells his wife, well, what are we going to eat? So he goes out in the forest with his rifle, and he shoots a rabbit, and he brings home the rabbit. His wife should barbecue, should roast the rabbit. And afterwards, he says, you know, it'd be a good idea to go to Shul. I can't go to Shul Stamazoy. Had his breakfast, kind of horror of rabbits and whatever, and the veils and drapes or whatever. And now he has to go to Shulka Mensch. So he takes his razor and he shaves with his razor to be ready to go to Shul to greet Melech Malchim Lach, and clean it. Right? After he goes, he finishes his shaving and he had his rabbit and whatever. He goes on his horse and he goes to Shul and he comes there like for 5 minutes. I don't really know what's going on here, but like, Avrish, you were very good to me last year. Keep up the good work. Yeah. We'll see each other once again. And with that, he leaves. And the Yismach Yisrael told this chassid, his name was Rav Moshe Varsha. you have no idea of the Nachas Ruach that Rashefer has from the guy who came in 5 minutes to Shul after he ate his Kazarai on Yom Kippur, right? And did his razor, right? The Eber Gewaldige Nachas Ruach. So this Chassid looks at the Rebbe and says, Rebbe, such a person only a Rebbe could love. So the Yisroch says, I told you you won't understand the secret of Kiyas. Why do you drive me crazy to Megalus so you do? This guy came, you have all kinds of Yidden coming to Manhattan, like Yenech Everett, right? You understand what we're dealing with. So my daughter was going, she was in the hotel, and she had to go with her two children, twins, one and a half. A bit later, as she's going from the hotel to the shul, she sees a kvutza of people, tourists. You see, tourists, you know, it's mamash tourists, with the camera, with the Macy's bag, the whole geschäft, and they're speaking Ivrit. So my daughter says to them, goes over to them, Happy New Year, whatever. Why don't you come down the block? There's a shul coming to hear Kiyas Shofar. And they're suddenly shocked. And they agreed. This whole kvutza of 15 people, Israelis, went into the shul. And they walk into the shul, Mamish Fartkiyas, and they start crying. They were sobbing uncontrollably. Mamish couldn't stop it. And eventually they apologize to my daughter. He says, sorry, but you know what happened was, our father was a traditional Sephardi Masorati Jew, lived in Israel, and this year he died, he passed away. And we were bereaved, and we're angry at the Eibishter, Lama Asa Hashem Kocha. And we said, Shasta al tatalet. He went to shul traditionally just to, now that he's dead, and we're angry at God anyway, we're not going to shul. Not only are we going to shul, we're going to run away from Eretz Yisrael. The Eibishter go to Ninveh, and we're going to run away to Tarshish. They go to New York, they go touring to see the Statue of Liberty on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And suddenly my daughter, unbeknown to her, she goes over to them. She invites them to come to shul. And they came to shul. And she told me the story of Mitzoy Rosh Hashanah. And I thought to myself, this is the Yom Leroy. A Jew tries a whole year to run away from the Tata, and you can't do it. Sooner or later, the father tracks you down. And actually, there's a vort in Sfas Emes in this week's parasha, reason of Rabinim, when it says that in Ba'achras Hayomim, and you have Tzoris, Tzoris, and Klal Yisrael, Va'omar Ve'emhu, Al Ki Ein Hashem, Alekha Bekir, Bimizu'uni, Roroiza, Haroiza Elam. Says that Rabbi Rabinim, Rabbi Shizkot, Hamayri Tegavort. What is the Aveiri here? Because a Yi Tain is it Ein Alekha Bekir. If you think you're menutah, you're separated, you're severed your relationship from the Rabbi Yisrael, there's no lekab bikiri. That is the gresta aver. The greatest aver, the Svarim say, is a yid forgets that he's ben melech. Whereas in Kabrina Svarim, Slonim Svarim, Musr Hashem, the greatest Musr, which is Neurid, Neukiv, the Kishkis. And Musr, the Emes always said, is Gimachri Dvash. It's also sweet, the sweetest word of here. Musr Hashem, the Musr, the Hebrew says, Benib, is my Nakit. Altimus. Don't be Moyes, don't fagreb, don't mess up. The status of aristocracy, of being a regal prince of a king. And the Sforim say that, the Ikrim already, the Rishonim already said, right? That we say, Im Hashem Achesed Bahar Be'im Oifedus. As much as a Yid can forgrebkeit, whatever he can, whatever do wrong in life, it's you're a mugbul, you're limited, you're finite. But the Eibishter's chesed, the Eibishter's fedus, the Eibishter's lichah b'chil is infinite. And if you attach yourself, as the Slonim Rebbe said, immediately before, it's mashal ma'adover doima, to a child, ben melech, a prince, rebelled against his father, left the palace, chavetzuch with all kinds of scoundrels, lived a decadent life, suddenly v'hayoyim, chavetzuch m'seichel, comes back to his father, bet tachnunim, father accepts him unconditionally with open arms and showers his love upon him. And the more the father shows the kiruv to the son, the son is crying more and more. He puts it uncontrollable. He says, I'm trying to be nice, I'm trying, out of my way to get sold in compassion. And the more I shower goodness, you get more and more upset. He says, if I would have known the rachme o'av, the unconditional love that the Eibishter has, the melech has to me, shun lang I would have returned home. That's what Shabbat Shuvah is really all about. To understand the bit, to understand the tichkeit of Shabbat Shuvah, just say a vort, a very simple vort. Everyone knows it's a chazal. strange Chazal. First of all, Chazal say, everyone knows, it's Shabbos Shuvah. We read Al Shem HaFtayr, Shuvah Yisrael. So Chazal say, on the Pasuk of Medrash, Parashat Vayeshev, when Reuven went back, L'sakri, L'tanesoi, so Chazal say, Reuven ato pasachto b'tshuvah tchila, chayecha ben bincha, your enikol, Hishaya, we'll start with also your pesach, the Shuvah, Shuvah Yisrael. This is the uniqueness in Shuvah. Over the years, it's 3,000 Malachimus. There's another Medrash. The Medrash says that Yankov Avinu said to Reuven, Reuven b'choyri ato, I don't know what to do. I can't be Makariv you, I can't be Merachiv you. Wait. Till Moshe Rabbeinu comes on the scene, and he'll, says the Pasuk, Moshe ol elikim, he'll know how to handle with you. And Moshe came on, and came around, and he said, Yechi Reuven, Val Yomus. Was lito. What Yankov could not figure out, and it was left for Moshe to decide al Pialocha, what's the status of Reuven? What's Reuven? So the present Satmar Rebbe of Zunzain, the Baron, said, I'm Moyer to Gavor, which is really Merumas in Svar. Everyone knows there is a Pasa Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem will get. So the same as Gemara. We all know the Gemara. The Gemara says, what Ad? Amar of Chivar, Abamar of Yuchanon, right? Kol HaNaviyim Lein Nisnabu, Mar Brochas Taflam, Dal, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Kol HaNaviyim Lein Nisnabu, Ela, Lebali Tshuva. Aber for tzaddikim gemurim is ayin leirasa alikim zolosecha. For tzaddikim are infinitely higher than Rabbal Tshuva. Upligid Rabbavo, it's conflicting with Rabbavo, whoever Rabbavo who may have been. Pash is a Talmud for Rabbi Yechanan, and others say it's a two Rabbavo, it's a Tana, whatever. Who said, b'mokim shem alei tshuva oimdim, ayin tzaddikim gemurim v'amach. Rabbal Tshuva is higher than Rabbal Tshuva. Vozlito, what's the basis of this machlokes? Who's greater, tzaddikim or alei tshuva? B'chalal says in Pasuk, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alikecha. So elsewhere the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is ad Hashem alikecha? Ad v'loyad b'chal. Well, if you pass ad v'loyad b'chal, Baal Tshuva never really get to the Mekar of Yizarach, Yizarkovin, therefore tzaddikim are greater than Baal Tshuva. Maja Enkein Rabbavo Hel, and Rish Lakish also held away, who himself, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan's brother-in-law, was actually a Baal Tshuva, you do it, right? He said, Ad Hashem alikecha, ad v'ad b'chol. Therefore, they held shittasam. By the way, this is the same sheet that every school child knows. You learned Rashi, you're a little child with short trousers. Noyach ish sadik tomim hoya b'day roysov. Yeish tar rabbi tzeyna dar shem l'shvach. Who's who? Who's Dorish what? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yochanan was Dorish l'gnai, and Rish Lakish was Dorish l'shvach. Everyone asked the person, if you can be Dorish l'shvach, why don't you be Dorish l'gnai? Because Rabbi Yochanan the Shittasik. Hello? Rabbi Yochanan says that a Baal Tshuva only reaches Ad V'Loyav D'chal. You don't reach the Kisei HaGoshen. Right? So for states, who was Noyach? Noyach was Baal Tshuva. How do I know? It's a Mefurash HaMedrash. The Gemara says, Sanhedrin, that really Afal Noyach, there was Necht of the Gzardin. Or Noyach Matzachain, the Ebrish saved him. Why, says the Medrash? Because Noyach did Tshuva. Mashen get Avram, the Gemara says, Nadorim Naftan Dalit. Avram ben Sholi Shonim, Ikaram is Beiri. So Avram from his Eilu Das, he was already at Tadigor, Meikara, right? So the 2 days, what is the status of Noyach? Also Baal Tshuva, if Yechon Rish Lakish, just tell him, she tells him, if Ad Ba'ad Bechlal, or Ad V'le Ad Bechlal. So first of all, very simple. What's leaked to the machlokes? The present Satmar Rebbe says, the Rioil says it, and his father said it. Push it machlokes. Pasuk says, Toshiv Enoish Ad Daka. Everyone knows the Shalok, all the Svarim, what Daka stands for, Dam, Kfira, Eishizish. There are three cardinal sins, the Gimel HaChamudus, that a person has to give up his life. The Tshuva helps for Lashon Hara, Tshuva helps for Rachman, not wearing shatnas, whatever. Does Tshuva help for the Gimel Aveiros HaChamudus? You murdered somebody. Or Niyuf, the Aveiros HaZor, you're Kofer Beikar. Does Tshuva help? That's Rosh HaTeva's Daka. Tshuva is Tshuva, Toshiv Enoish Ad Daka. And this is totally in the same machlokes, whether or not Ad V'Ad B'chal. I mean, you could do Tshuva even for the Gimel Aveiros HaChamudus, or Ad V'Loyad B'chal. Everything but these three things. the machlokes kedumah and all that, this tmichas hachomim and the shalok and all the classical Jewish authorities handle the machlokes and lev shemayim. This gemara, sahin gemara, sahin. By the way, let me just tell you. Why would you say bigger avoid the zora than before shemkoken? That maybe avoid the zora tshuva does not. Why is that? Pashut. I saw three svaras. I'm sure there's many more longish svaras. Pashut svar. Bichal is a famous shayl which everybody asks. Why should tshuva help? The Eibur is a chamelach, and we pass in melach shemachol kvoidai en kvoidim ochol. So if a person sinned, it was moirin malchus shemayim. Why should tshuva help? Hello. So the answer based on the Gemara and Kiddush, it's a classical answer. I give a ribu. I'm not trying to elaborate. Whatever ribu is for, everything is based here on Gedolei Kadmonim, Balei Machshava, and they say poshut because the Gemara says famous Gemara and Kiddush, right? The male, even if you pass in Rav Shemochel al Kvoidei and Kvoidei Mochel or Mel, because it's not his malchus or his mashing in the Ebrish. As the Mashal explains in the Gemara and Kiddush, Daflam Beidam. Yeah. The Marshal says, Prat, the Eibishter is Kula Alma Dileyu Malchus Dileyu. It's his Malchus, it's his world. He makes the rules, he Pesha Asar Mashiach, do what he wants. So the Eibishter is one Melech who could be Michal on his cover. But you ain't getting some guy sitting on a throne, the Yashu from his father. The Eibishter is Malchus. They temporarily gave it to the Shemer. Right? Azam Malchus, you don't have the Balabatish guy over the Malchus to be Michal. So far, so good. Asher Alki, right? That's why it's brought down in the name of the Rebbe Mifano. That is the reason why there's a famous medrash in Parshas Nosei, in Parshas Tanchuma, in Parshas Azino, that Tshuva only helps for Yidin, doesn't help for good. Kidu, Yisra Hashem, Ponavi, Lecha, 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 Tshuva. What that means is another whole shmuz for another good topic for Shabbos, Tshuva, Drosh, what do you do with Ninveh, and all the other, talk to a competent Orthodox rabbi, right? Tshuva al kaponim, as we know, tshuva only helps for Yidin. Why? Basha, the logic is very simple. Because you're an Oved Avei Dezora, the Glacius, you don't believe that Malchus, the Kol Alma delay. You believe in Shutzfus or whatever. So the Eibishter acts with you, Mido Keneged Mido, as a Melech of Basar Vadom acts, and he's Melech Shemachal al Kvaydai, in Kvaydai Machal. Yes? Therefore, when we say the Avinu Malkeinu, how do we say it? We say Avinu Malkeinu Chatonu Lufanecho, Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech El Oto. Since there's no other Melech other than the Eibishter, therefore you have the right Eibishter to be Moichel on your coat. It's Pan Pasuk, Ru'u Ato Ki Ani Aniu, right? Ve'ein Olika, Ve'ein Olika Imodi, what's Pshat? Ru'u Ato, Chazal say Eva Ato Elo Tshuva. Ki ani anihu. Because I'll say, why Dr. Marashana? Ani koidam achet anil achar achet. How is this? Because ein oli kaimodi. If I acknowledge there's no other force in the world, there's only an Eibishter, right? Then he has the right to be. And this vort is brought in the Yismach Moshe. And with this, they answer, they fatayish many psukim and parts of the tefillah. But that's the Nekuda. No, another answer how the Eibishter is Moichel. Because although Molech alikim al goyim, so the Eibishter together is an Eved and a subject and a king. And Melech Shemachal Enkvim. But by Yidin, a Chavinu Malkin, a Tata. And Melech, an Ov Shemachal Kvoidai, Kvoidimo. So the Mephoreshim say, Hot Tainach by all the other Averis. If a person is Moirid in Malchus Shemayim, now with the Zoro, then you don't have the Heter that the Eibishter could be Moichel because it's called Almadilei. Your Avera Guf is denying that the Eibishter is Almadilei. That the Eibishter is the sole king and power in the world. Number one. Number two, even if the Eibishter has the din of Paslak Rameir, Ben Kach, Boneyata, right? Nevertheless, even if the Eibishter has the din of what? Atata. But there's a famous Truvas Harivosh, B'Shem the Raivid. A father has the right to be Moichel on his coffin. Don't stand up for me. Or there is no right to be Mevater, to be Moichel on his Bizoin. To take a getshkula, a stone, right? That is not just a lack of COVID to the Eibishter, it's a bizoyin to the Eibishter. And for that l'chura, that's the svara of poskim, that there's no mechila and kapara. That's a simple explanation. There's a deeper lumdish, like a fadreter explanation, which is what all the Gedolim, the Machna brings in Kiddushin, and the son of Lach Mitoida brings it in Doshas, and the Beishvil Achron brings it, and everyone, like a whole, the Rebbe Heschel brings it, the Chalukas HaToira, a whole, like, famous, and this answers also a gazillion different plays, but I'm not going to all the Gemaras, it answers a million different things. But the Nakuda is, why should Tshuva help? What's the logic in Tshuva? So they answer based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, that for good things, Machshava Toiva Kodesh Baruch Hu Mesarif L'mais, Machshava Ro, you only get an Einish for the Aveira Gufa, the Mais Aveira, but you don't get punished for what? The Machshava Ro. That's what it is. Uibazoi, a person did a Mais Ro. The Machshava, the scheming, the cunning, the whatever, that's Eivish Lotio. But you did a Mais Ro. On this, I did a Mais of Tshuva, it's like the Vidu, it's like the Poyla, it's not a Mais Ro. And that counterbalance is an overtime. But Machshava Toiva Kodesh Baruch Hu Mistar from the Maisa. What happened to the Machshava Toiva? Where does that go? For that, not only do you got rid of the Aveira, Sashtun Zuz Yom Kol Chatozon, you now get the Aveira, this Doinus, become Kizachius. You get rewarded because you had the Machshava Toiva. Are you with me? That's how they learned the technical whatever of how a person does true mahava is doing this nasalik kizochis. Everyone asked the Marshal already asked, because the Marshal of the Toiva, you get rewards. That's how true mahava works. That's granted the London, the Sfora. Why is the Valtruva greater than a tzaddik, Ravo? Hello? Because a tzaddik can only do Ramach mitzvah as I say. A Russia who did Shuva, he gets that rewarded for all the shasal loisus in the lashon of the chosefer, the cheeseburger that he ate at McDonald's with the Big Mac with a £1.99, right? Yeah, it now becomes a chashtikul kochim eating yushalayim minachuim b'kedush v'tat. The chefs of the aveiros is happy to amitz. The greatest tzaddik in the world, however great he is, all kavanas arizal. He cannot achieve to elevate a cheeseburger to become a mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, the chet of mitzvah. And therefore, the Baal Tshuva is greater than the tzaddik. But the lomdus they say is why? Because the machshava toiva is not counterbalanced with the machshava ro. And the machshava toiva is that which the Eibusha reckons to you. That's a lot. Oy, but so you're not going to be a brilliant genius to work it out. But math. You don't need your toes to figure out the mathematics. Hot tain nach by all the other avirs. That for Machshav by Avodah Zorah, which the Ikar, the Kliyokar says in a few places, the Ikar of Avodah Zorah is that for what? The Machshava. So for Machshava, for Avodah Zorah, you cop it, you get punished for it. So if so, you can't say even a Shul Mahava by Avodah Zorah. It's not going to be Mahapir, the Zoyners, Kizachias. And that's the Svara, that nothing helps for. The most you could do is you can make it into Shkogos. Which you got a shtickle problem if you're a shtickle Talmud Chacham, right? You consider yourself a Talmud Chacham, the Eibush will judge you as Talmud Chacham. And by Talmud Chacham it says, Shigas Talmud, Eilazachl. That's why, Sholom Rav Lehavitzer Rasecha, Vein Lomay Mikshel, because a Talmud Chacham could be Mikshel much more than the average guy in the street. Because he caps it also for the Shogas. As the Sforn Rav Dishon said, yes? So in the Charay, if you're Halzach a Talmud Chacham, you better do Tshuva Mehava. Because no, Tshuva Mehira is not going to help for you. With me, but for Avodah Zorah, nothing would help. The feed this whole cheshbon. It all sounds very nice. I go on and on and on. This answers Medrash. Please, bottom line is what I'm saying is rubbish. It's all good. It's like in London, in Drush. You need to fill an hour for Shabbos Shuvah Drusha. Givald. Right? Halacha lemaisa. So how do we pass him? Bottom line, Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem alikecha. Has the Rambam in Perek Zayin Aluch Dalin of Il Tshuva Paschal Aluch Lemaisa? Who's greater, Bal Tshuva or Tzadik Meikara? Bal Tshuva. We pass in the Gedolei Tshuvas Ad Shuv Ad Hashem Likech Gedolei Tshuva Shemagaz Ad VaAdachal Tikis Yaakov. And how do I know the whole Shakla Vitari and all the Polskim, right? Why do we pass in like Rav Avoh against Rav Yehuda? So many of the answers say, first of all, the whole shaila, do you have a psak halacha in something which is not halacha? Really is a halacha. That's what I'm going to speak about Shabbos, the lomdus shtigul. If you have a choice for a chazan, a shliach tzibur, a tzaddik ben meikora, tzaddik ben tzaddik, as Rashi says in Talmud, or a tzaddik ben rosha, who is preferable? What? My dear Reb Shim. Just because you're a tzaddik, but a tzaddik, right? I know, it's a political thing. You're trying to get business. I know you guys, okay. You're fighting for the tzaddik from tzaddik corner. I got it. The whole tumult, I can spend hours talking about it. The whole whatever. But the bottom line is, it all depends who is more covered by the Abishan of Altruva or the. It's just like a ganze lundus, a swarm, the Mishainim, the Chuvta Goinim. You can spend the rest of your life discussing decisions, pages on this, all the truths. But the bottom line is a very, very. I'm just to bring things down like for people, Anoshim Kerkenu. What can I learn from all of this? Right? The emes is, you know why tshuva helps. It's not just a simple cheshbin of, you know, machshava teva. Tshuva helps by every yid, because every yid has a neshama. And that neshama is a chelek lekamimal, which is indestructible and incorruptible, and which can never be nosu, can never be severed and separated from it. And that's who you really are. And in the Geras HaTshuva, the Alter Rebbe explains, madregas and madregas, madregas and tshuva. But even if we're not shaya to the higher levels of tshuvila, why do we have to learn about it? Because you have to know that be'emes dos bisdu. Even if you're not a madriga of kedushim tayrim, but that's who you really are, be'etzem. Let me try to explain what I'm talking about here. There's simple people like me. I told the story of Rosh Hashanah somewhere. The Baba Vareba told the story about the Bnei Yisalser, Fili Melech of Dibim, one of the great masters. Generally, a whole year when he would daven, he would have a Parshat Siddur open, and next to it would have a Siddur Harizal. You ever seen the real Kabbalistic Siddur? What kind of shameless, every Yud Kei Vav, Shem Avai is full of, whoa, got a clue. I'm like, whatever. I know more about chemistry than I know about the Siddur Harizal, and I know nothing about chemistry. You could fit into the navel of a fruit fly, all that I know about Siddur Harizal. Like, oh, wow! Yimachis, Kabbalis, Yehudim. It's like, wow! And the Mirsas of Bishas Davni always kept open a Siddur Harizal. The Siddur used to watch the Rebbe. He said never once did he look into the Siddur Harizal, Bishas Davni. Never looked at it. So someone got a bit of chutzpah, a bit of oiz, a bit of. He says, Rebbe, why do you keep a Siddur HaRizal open if you never bother ever looking into it? So the Rebbe says, I'll tell you a story. Nice and short. Baal Shem Tov told the story. Once upon a time, there was a Yidl who lived in a town, in a shtetl, and it was owned by the Poros, this incredibly wealthy Polish noble aristocrat. And the guy couldn't pay his rent because he was in secret, he didn't go. He warned him once, one hasra, a second hasra, the third time he took his henchman with his rifle, he shot the Jew and shot the Yidin, his wife, and a little child, Mutl Barisa, in the crib. And he was Heilich Hariri, he didn't have his own children. He killed two birds with one stone, three birds and whatever. He took the child, brought it back to his palace, commanded him, he adopted him, he's my child. And this kid grew up in the palace thinking he's the son of the parts, the pizza, finished. The child is grown up, and he sees a group of Jews walking together, going with a caravan, like a pilgrimage. So he's curious, where are you guys going, you Jews? He said, today is our, tomorrow or tonight is our New Year's Day, and we don't have a critical mass here in the shtetl. So for the big high holy days, we go to the major metropolis, the city, we all daven together. That was the Dominican day. So one of the people going in this shayara, he turns to the little boy and says, listen, you should know, you're really Jewish. You were born to these and this father and this mother. And the pirates murdered your parents and he stole you and he kidnapped you and he brought you to the docks. And come and I'll show you the house where your parents used to live on the edge of the forest. Can you show? The kid is like shaken. He comes, he confronts the pirates. Hey, everything is machish complete. Over in his heart, he felt they're probably right. And something had got good. He went in the middle of the week, he went to the high school where the fellow said, this is where your parents live. And he saw on the table, still standing there, there was a book. Didn't have a clue what this book is, but he took the book and he brought it with him to hid it under his bed mattress. The week later, punkt, he sees that the same group of Yidlach are going weiter on a shiur. Where are you going now? We have another holiday called the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And we go to the big city. He says, wait here, do me a favor, wait. And he runs to his room, takes the book that he found in his house. What is this book? What's this? I can't read it. I know, it's a strange. The Yidl looks at it and he says, this is a korban, called in Hebrew, it's called a korban mincha siddur. This is a siddur that traditionally the Yidin is in the hang, they daven, the Jewish women, righteous women, daven from a korban mincha siddur. And they open up, look further, closer inspection. They see on the shahr, the first blank page, the mother wrote the day when her child was born, and his bris was on this day, v'yikarish may be Yisrael, that's you. The kid was so sedoodled, right? I'm joining you, I'm going Yom Kippur to the big city. And he joined the Jews to daven. And he took along his siddur, his korban mincha siddur, from the yashin from his mother, the only thing he ever had. And he's very nizragish from the tefillahs, from the ur, the davening, the nigunim. He's mamish, he feels something, it penetrates. He's brought up like a goy. So he opens up his mother's korban mincha siddur. And he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, this, if my mother would have been alive today, this is the siddur she'd be davening for. But she was murdered. And her son, I'm the Irish, I don't know how to read from it. So I'm asking you, Abishur, I want you to daven from this siddur. On my behalf. I kenish, my mother's not here, and I kenish, and you daven for me from this siddur, from the cardinal siddur. So the Baal Shem Tov, when he told this story, he said, at this moment, the Shemayim, the Malachim, the heavens were, wow. It created. So the Bnei Yisrael, when he told this story, that the Baal Shem Tov had told, B'shaytoi, he said, my Rabbi Seinu HaKdoshim, they knew how to daven for Manarizal siddur. I look at it, I don't know what it's all about. Oh, but I keep it, our reasonable sitter open. Abish to you, you're mechavin all the kavodas, and I'll daven like a poshut. I'll let you know something. I have a sitter called the Beisoschus sitter. I look at the Beisoschus sitter, I don't know how to daven there. I got better with you. I could use an art scroll sitter, an art scroll mauser, with the English translation, all the instructions. Sit, stand, I still don't know what to daven. Right? What did the Eibusher want? I'll tell you just a word I said, Rosh Hashanah. Pardon me for a minute. Remember Rosh Hashanah, the Haftarah, the first day? Right? It's not just red because Gemara said Rosh Hashanah. The Chana was Nifkud on Rosh Hashanah. It's red because this is a Tuchim had a daven Rosh Hashanah. I'm not going through all the Dukim, whatever. The Chana is a very interesting story, but in Kamekhame. It's not the time for that. It's a whole long distance. What happened? The simple story, the narrative, the storyline. A lady that's a bracha niyidina, mishkan kinder, a tzedekis. She comes to the mishkan, and she's talking to the Eibishter. She wants a child. Bracha limeinu said, "Vem ayin meisu aneri." Raks was said, "No, he's the kohen liyishama." Vayach sheve eli lishikir, eli the kohen gadol. Right? Rashi says al asar that was the day, first day on the job, that he was appointed a shofet. Not just a judge, like a dayan. He's the leader of all Klal Yisrael. Ech the Kohen, he's the Zera Aaron, Karan Kedisha, the Kohen Godel, who goes with Naivil of Niman Yom Kippur. And he sees this poor woman crying her eyes out. And he says, Vashiva, Eli Lishikar, you're a drunkard, you're an alcoholic. So what does he do? He waits, right? He waits till she finishes her mumbling, or incoherent rambling. And then he says, how dare you come into the temple of the Lord drunk? So what does Chana tell him? She's pouring her heart out to the Abishur, right? So what does Eli respond? It's cool and muksha. Miksha achstok. What's going on? How could a Kohen Gadol, the Shevet, the leader of all of Klal Yisrael, the most precious neshama, make such a drastic, terrible mistake? When a kotzel, you're dealing instead of underappreciating it, danach aschus, right? It's such a massive misjudgment of character to Chani to Chan. And if you made the mistake, okay, shkiyas miyovin, right? You have to record it in Tanakh. So every year, Rosh Hashanah, my whole crowd is there. That's what we hear about Eli's terrible mistake. Hello? Yeah? And if you take a thing that Eli thought that before she came into the Mishkan in Chile, she went to the Bull and Beer pub in the corner, right? And she drank the 7 martinis for lunch. Yeah? That's what she thought. So why did he wait for her to finish her mumbling? Get the bouncer and kick her out! Put her out of here! Ah, Hashem! He's standing before the Chodesh Kadosh. Hello? He waits for her to finish. And when she finishes, what does he say to her? And she explains herself. What would you do? Imagine you're Kohen Gadol. You're the leader of Kohen Gadol. And a Yidin comes with a broken heart. What would you tell them? Don't keep them in holy law. Rabbi, I have no children. Hell, I'm here to doubt. What would you do? I'll be mishtatet b'tzach haveir. I'll daven with you. I'll cry with you. I'll lend you a shalom. He doesn't even instruct her to keep on davening. L'chil l'shalom. Go home. Nothing further to daven about it. V'likei Yisrael, you're 100% muftach that you will be answered. What are you davening with her? Say something. Well, okay, there was no tilm yet. Pre-Davidic time. Something. What are you talking to daven and something, whatever? Hello? There's many answers. This year I found a beautiful answer from he called it Yisrael Zisha Harut from Elad. It says, Avada, Eli didn't think that she went and had 5 double whiskeys for lunch. But Eli said he was used to, Hannah didn't invent prayer. She was overstaking them, Avram, Yitzhak, Eichel, Misha. What kind of, could you imagine Avram Avinu, Zimisha, Avinu, Davni? What did they look like? What position did they take? You think there was some rebel in Borough Park glancing with the Uyghur and making with their hands and all? They pushed and stood there. And granted, the Baal Shem Tov, all the great holy city men, they stood there pushed like ice. Did a bit of binim in the middle of the Babish and all the greatest adikim. They were famuichin, they were fadvekit. You did move. They were just paralyzed with fear standing for Melech Malchi Amlochim. And the avoider was so, they would just sit there powerless. You ever see a shikr? You probably don't see a shikr much in OJ. I have. I've seen shikr in my days. Hello, right? I'm being honest. Rosh Hashanah is all young. They're in Ebbis. Right? This shul is not the kind of place you can find shikr. Right? Look, I've seen shikr. You know what a shikr is? The nicht is yain yet's a sod. A shikr is real like in his cups. Sinatok and Welt. There's no world around him. There's no sviva. All he sees is himself. There's no reservations. There's no inhibitions. He's not scared to speak to an odom who's light years above him, right? He's shaking like a leaf. He's crying. He's laughing. Mood swings. He's all over the place. No? Right? The ofis hakdushim legudel dvikusum mama. Their davening was a certain type of davening. It was cerebral davening, vegastic davening. Suddenly, this Yidina comes in, and she's davening like a shikra, a drunkard. She's called davening under the influence. This is a mode of operation of davening. She took a bottle of whatever, of Johnny Walker. And there's a new type of davening which Eli the Kohen never, ever experienced before, right? And he knew she's davening to the Abishter. But I'm not davening with that spashtus. What do you think you are? Like, he's standing in front of the Abishter. Stand still. Just a drunkard person, when he's really, really in his cups, he's crying. He's mumbling. He can hardly get a sentence. He's half the time incoherent. Can't complete the word. He's fumbling. He's not articulate. That's the definition of a shikha. Hello? Yeah? That's how you stand before the Abishter. So Hannah says, you know what? I'm an akora. Not just the gashmi is, I'm an akora beruchnis. I have no payers. I have no mitzvahs and masim toiv. My family, you know where our family comes from? We're from the Bnei Kerich. Mir kumen from Shol Tachtis. Literally. Right? By me, when a person, when it's like, at the, it's like your life. Right? You know what they say, avort? We say in the piyut on Rosh Hashanah, if you speak to the Ebrish B'lachash, the Ebrish answers, if a person is coming to the king, and you go to the palace, you want something, and you don't yet have it, but it's a nice thing to have, a luxury, whatever, you ring the bell, you knock, quietly, and you wait for the king. Derech Eretz. If they're taking you to the gallows, and 2 minutes you're scheduled to be swinging on the gallows, and no one's answering the door, you know what you do? You don't knock as a nice, fine, gentle Englishman. You bang, you hack, you clap, you scream from the bottom of your heart. That's the avoid of an akoro, of a person without payers. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, when your life is on the line, you're not oyin lachash, you're peseach shal the doivke b'shuva, maklapt. Because a person realized that I stand there like an oni ve'evian before the Englishman. The fact, right? And he knows that I'm not gonna, not my Torah, not my mitzvah, gornish is not gonna tell you the story. Well, I'm almost finished, don't worry, you're going. Right? I want to tell you something. I think good Musar Haskell for the whole year. Someone said a vitzel. So a woman comes to a rabbi in the study. Rabbi, I'm 36 years old, and I'm desperate for a shidduch. I need to get married. You know, the clock is ticking, as they say, but I'm waiting for the perfect man. Maybe, Rabbi, you know how to find the perfect man. So the rabbi is a smart fellow. The word perfect is relative, right? Who would you consider a perfect man? So she lists off, perfect man is a husband who gets up at 5:30 a.m., makes his own bed, cleans up after him, eats breakfast, lunch, supper at the same time each day, spends 7 minutes a day surfing the internet and nothing more, exercises every day, spends time reading every day, goes to bed promptly at 9:30 p.m., no messing, there's no parties, there's no alcohol, there's no out with the boys in town. That's a perfect man. Do you know, Rabbi, where could I find such perfect men? And the rabbi answers, I know exactly where they're all found, in Her Majesty's prison. That was exactly the daily routine of a prisoner. And the mice, I always tell people, if you're looking for perfection, right? The only people who are perfect are the husbands of old mates. Right? They're always perfect. If you're looking in life for perfection, right? You're going to live a very bitter, cynical, miserable life. You know what? He has to stand before the Abishter. The Abishter, we're not perfect. And the Abishter created us because we're not perfect. Right? Or a person has to appreciate that reason. The ma'at, that which we offer as a minchas oni, the tefillah of an oni, the learning of an oni, whatever. Although a person needs a she'ifa to be a ben aliyah, but he has to know that after everything is said and done, we have nothing. The famous word, the shlevi, ein v'makipurim miskaper ad she'ikonos v'kinas ayin. Yom Kippur only is mechaper when you become nothing, when you're totally self-nullified, self-effaced before the Ebershah. I just had in my shul, had my rabbi took his son in the emergency room. The shul was, you could not hear. And suddenly all these people who are like Gans HaChomim and Gans HaLomdim, you could have a fancy car and you got a microwave oven in your dashboard and you got a fancy house with Eric Valdi, and you know all the... It always reminds me, I'll tell you a story. The first Rebbe of Alexander, the Bechil of Alexander, the Alter Rebbe of Alexander, was going to visit Sidim in some Derfel, some Shtetl somewhere in Poland, and he took that well. And he was pushing it. He felt, he's going to die. He started saying the Vidui, and it's all over. His son, who later was his successor, the Yismach Yisrael, said, Tata, ich schwer auf a Sefer Torah, you can have a Rav Shlim, you'll get better. And Kachav, he got better. So after he had a refuah, his father asked him, how did you have the chutzpah, the sort of confidence, brimming with confidence, right? To say, that I'm going to get better. And I'll tell you why, because the Ebershah gave me a simon. And he popped in my mind a pasuk in Tillim and Yudimel, the word from the Rishoner. It says in Davna Melech, says, Ad ono tastir espanecha mimeni, next pasuk, Ad ono Oshis Eitzus Benavshi. How long does the Ebershter hide his countenance, his Ashkocha, from us that we don't see the Yad Hashem? Ad Ona, as long as you have Eitzus and Tachpulis, and my oncologist is a top man, and my lawyer knows how to get me out of every whatever, and my accountant is brilliant, and you have all these wonderful Eitzus and Tachpulis. So the Ebershter says, okay, you want to live a DIY life? Okay, you can try, sort it out yourself. when a person realized that behavin gornsh, you have nothing. You come into the world naked, you leave the world naked, nothing, you take nothing with you, right? The gornsh, right? Then you begin to realize that we're only here. What is the reading of the first day of Roshana? Hashem?
And what's
in Svart? Miloshet Pikotin. Everything you have in this world of value is given to you as a Pikotin. Alone. Temporary. When Chana has a child, what does she call him? Shmuel. Ki me Hashem? She'ilutiv. I borrowed him. Everything in life is borrowed. Nothing is really yours. And the Eibush to put you in this world for 120 years to give Nachas Ruach. That's the be all and end all of everything in life. And this takan onivavin. There's a book that came out 30 years ago in America. I'm not okay, and you're not okay, but that's okay. It's all fine. You're not perfect, right? As long as you realize, you know. Once a lady, Shirley, turns to her husband Harry, and says, "Harry, I looked in the mirror this morning. I have wrinkles, and I have bags under my eyes, and I'm stooped. My hair is getting thin. I'm falling apart. I'm only 55 years old. I look like a lady of 75. Like, what's the time in me?" So Harry says, "Shirley, zozuch nish veint nish klug nish. Don't worry. Don't get so upset, right?" He looks her up and down from the kafregel vadrish. There's one thing of you that didn't change since we got married 30 years ago. Remember, you're still on the same. He says, "Oh, Harry, you always know what to say, the right thing to say at the right moment." Harry, what were you going to say? What about me is just as good as the original? I don't want to say it, rather. No, please, I insist. She's like, she pegs him. But okay, I was about to tell you your vision, your eyesight is excellent. Right? The moral of the story is, a yid has to have 20/20 eyesight and look in the mirror and to realize, over that gufa, our mitzvahs that we do, in our shiflus hamatzav, that's so chashu. I'll tell you just two stories. I'll finish off with this. Somebody told me, a friend of mine told me a story, of Aldi Gamais. It really spoke to me. There's someone told a story in Israel, a guy called David Aran. An Israeli guy. Many years ago, he had two twin sons, and they were getting by mitzvahized. So he wanted to buy him a present. He wasn't a wealthy man, but he was had a few pennies. You know? And the present for the bar mitzvah boys was prior to their mitzvah in the summertime when people are off work. He took them to America, and every Israeli Jew of New York, the Statue of Liberty, and claiming just like the going to America. Fine. When they were in America, he took his sons to visit a childhood friend, yeshiva together, whatever, who's a rabbi of a synagogue somewhere here. Fine. They go into the rabbi greets him with a big hug and a kiss and a very warmly. But he says, Beryl, whatever his name was, you know, whatever. Beryl's not gonna Dror, right? So I'd love to speak to you. I'd love to spend time with you, forever with you. However, I'm in the middle of mamish, in a crisis, mamish kuch nefesh, and I can't, I don't have time. I apologize. We'll catch up eventually. What's the problem? He says, in those days, a lot of Jews from Russia started moving to America. A Russian Jew, a Russian couple moved from Russia. They were married 10 years, and never they had no children. Finally, after 10 years, 10 long, bitter years, 10 years of lighting Shabbos licht, you know, oceans of tears, and finally, she was nifka. I'm waiting, I had a baby, Shem, a boy, Briz, Alskin, fine. A few years down the road, after this one child, a ben yochid, mamish bovas enum, and Nebuch, the doctors found the growth. He had a mask. The oncologist said we could deal with it, but they had no insurance. A Russian guy just got off the boat from Odessa or something, you know. It's going to cost $40,000. But it's your son's. They rumbled together, they mortgaged, they pawned, they whatever, and the poor Russian needle was able to get $20,000. So the Rav said, I'll take my achrayus, the other 20. He said, the operation is scheduled in 2 days from now, and I'm still missing $10,000. What's left? But, yeah. Suddenly one boy tells, this 12 and a half year old boy, they got to remember, you know? They said, Tati, why don't we give the $10,000? So the father, the Abba says to, I'd love to, but this trip cost me a fortune, between the husband and wife and two kids, right? So, and in a few months or not, 2 months, we have to have the big, the bar mitzvah bash, you know, the celebration, the banquet, the sutz mitzvah. I don't have a penny spare. It's a very rough, difficult year for me. The boys confer again. He says, Tati, how about, why don't instead, we're willing to have a little suda with 10 people craving in the house, a few chaverim from school,
and give the money from our bar mitzvah to the boy. He talks to his wife, we're masked, called the rabbi, he's over the moon. End of the story. 3 months later, they're sitting on the Achvez Baruch Hulon, wherever they live, and having their Mamrisha, with a Mamrisha, a minion in the house. Suddenly, not ring on the bell, who's there? The rabbi from America. And he got up and he told the Oilim the story of why there's such a Tsunuadika bar mitzvah, because they gave the money that they put away for the bar mitzvah celebration to save a boy's life. In Boston, they had the operation, it was successful, Baruch Hashem, in Machai. And he came on behalf of his stock in America, right? One of these. And he gave him a big certificate for doing the biggest mitzvah of the year. He put him a Kayim Nefesh Achas B'Yisrael. Why am I telling you the story? Because fast forward 30 years later, right? This happened. And one of the two bar mitzvah boys who gave away the suda for this Russian child, he was making a bar mitzvah for his kid. The sitting at the suda's bar mitzvah. In comes the ultimate with someone who looked like his grandson. And he went up to the mic and said, "You don't recognize me. I was the Rav who your father gave the extra $10,000 to your mitzvah. And last time I came to your bar mitzvah," he told us the whole oilam, the big oilam, "I came, I gave you a certificate that you did the biggest mitzvah of the year. Right? Now I brought the son of that Russian Jew to Eretz Yisrael, right? And I want you to see, he recuperated, he got married, he had children, right? That's what you, through your act of kindness," is what did I learn from this story? You could do the biggest mitzvah of the year and you don't be the biggest philanthropist in the world and you don't have to be rich. I'll leave you with one vort. It's not a Jewish story. I don't know if you heard of a guy. There's a guy in America. I'm American, so maybe I know more about America. I call Bill Gates. You heard of him? Had a company called Microsoft. I think they do with the mouses, the things, the computers. Anyway, so this Bill Gates, I'm always a pushner. Before he became famous, and he was being interviewed. Well, that's the start of the beginning. He was being interviewed by, says, "Mr. Gates, you're claimed to be the wealthiest man on planet Earth. Have you ever met anyone richer than you?" He says, "Yeah, one person." "I, who is this?" "Like, you know, we don't have him on the records." "I'll tell you." So when he was a Porschenar, he just didn't start up yet. He happened to have been in LaGuardia Airport, New York somewhere. And he wanted, he had time till the flight, till they start loading the airplane. He wanted to read something. So I bring the time. He went to the newspaper stand and he started searching in his pocket. He didn't have any, he had no money in his pockets. He was just broke. And the newspaper, you know the story? The newspaper vendor saw a young fellow and just had no pen money. "Yeah, take it, it's on me. I insist. Give him the paper." Coincidentally, says Bill Gates, 3 months later, I was in the same airport, same terminal, also flying somewhere. And again, I had no money in my pockets. And I met up with the same newspaper vendor. "I'm that old man. And again, I insist, don't worry, I won't lose it. I'll take it out of my profits. Take the paper, enjoy yourself. It's on me." Fine. Eventually, he opened up Microsoft. He became world famous. His pictures, everyone in America heard of Bill Gates. And anyway, he now was in Seattle. He got 3 gazillion people working for him. Like, he owns half the world. Suddenly, I don't know why, like 19 years later, he suddenly remembered, like a flashback, to the moment he didn't have a penny in his pocket, not enough to buy a newspaper. Right? They have money for a newspaper. Right? And this vendor, this newspaper guy, gave him a newspaper. He was so intrigued. "I want to check this guy out. Who is this guy?" So he got his chevre, the FBI, KGB, whatever. Find him out. See if he's still alive. He wasn't the Yungashik when he started, right? They checked him out, and he's taka alive. He's retired from selling newspapers. He lives in a house somewhere in Queens, in New York somewhere. Next time Bill Gates was in New York, he got a chauffeur. They drove him to the house. Knocks on the door. He says, "Excuse me, sir. Do you know by any chance who I am? "Of course, you're Bill Gates. You wouldn't remember perhaps 19 years ago when you were a newspaper vendor in the airport. You once gave me a free newspaper." And the fellow smiles at not once, but twice. Don't want to be pedantic, you know. He says, "You know, that was such a fine chesed. I just thought about it. And now I'm a multi-gazillionaire. Whatever you want in life, whatever your dream, you want a vacation around, whatever, yeah? Whatever you want, I will fulfill." money is no object. You tell me what you want. This old person looks at Bill Gates in the eye. He says, do you think by giving me whatever I want, you could repay my kindness? Why not? Because I did you a chesed when I was a poor schnorr, a newspaper vendor of 2 pennies to my name. You want to do me a chesed when you're a multi-billionaire. So nicht gleich und gleich. You understand the words? In our generation, we taka ani and gedalim ucharoshim. Over Asher Alkain, the good that we do, the blakim mor you learn, right? The chesed you do with a person, the kavon in davening, when everything outside in the street is militating against Erlakait and Yerushamayim, and you with our little minchas nua, the little bit of the diktuk in halacha, nor Erlakait. Yeah? There's a title by a book by Rabbi Friend. I can't remember the name. It's something like, it's never too little, never too much, and never too late. Yeah, something to that effect. A little story, the Ramesha, beautiful. In Kamakai. You know what you enough. What?
It's never too little, never too
never late. Too little, never too late, and never too never too never enough. Never enough. Okay. So Siamish. Yeah, good. But that's the vort. We're living in it. You know how you start Yom Kippur davening with the pasuk before Kol Nidre, before everything else. Oyer is a rule of tzaddik. The whole reason I'll be it's because you know your site is Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kippur. It's murder. What are you saying about saving Ferry? Must be right, right? Foolish about saving. Right? Rabbi Kiva is like the ultimate giving of Ramachi, where Kiddush Hashem, have the Becholden, after the Becholden, yeah? You know, Kiva stands for the words, Yesh Koyna Ilomei B'Shachas. Through one small deed, one Hidr, one Mitzvah, one Shvaigin when you... Like, I'm tempted to tell you a Lashon Hara, it's so gishmak, it's so juicy. If I don't share it, what am I going to do with it? Right? And I'm boiling piv for a half hour, and then I plucks. Right? But the half hour I was boiling piv, do you know the nachas that Hashem has on that? The chain in all midas and all in yonin, right? The small little penny by penny. Go pruto, pruto, and the sarefas, the cheshem godel. And the Abish of Helfen Taka that we should dive in. In our generation, Davin at Tfilas Chano. Davin under the influence of Yishamayim, of Avos Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, when they're able to attack the Skabal Tlaiser rules in the whole of Israel, all the Gebench with Agvarsi Metoiva, Ruchdi Yisubigashmiz.
Amen. 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 Amen.